This beautiful side chapel was originally the baptistry. Since the 1960s, it has served as a side chapel to St. Peregrine. Listen as Michelle Lawrence Adams explains.
It's not original to the building of the Sarah Chapel, and in fact, its meaning has taken on greater importance in the 20th century as it has become the shrine and the site for St. Peregrine. St. Peregrine is known in the Catholic faith tradition as the patron saint for cancer sufferers or those that have terminal illness. And as a result, in the last 20 years, Sarah Chapel has become a refuge and a place of solace for so many people of all different kinds of faith traditions to come and seek inspiration, comfort, and to pray. As executive director of the mission, I noticed in 2005 that more and more people were walking the grounds that I noticed were sick. And along my walk, I would come and encounter people that were on their way to St. Peregrine's Chapel that were suffering. In having those personal encounters, I learned that we needed to make sure that our interpretive voice of the site celebrated the importance of the mission, not only as a place of inspiration, education, and celebration, but as a place that people from all walks of life, all economics, all faith traditions can find some sort of comfort. Today, St. Peregrine's Chapel sees hundreds of people each week that come quietly to buy a red candle in our store, to light that candle, and to send a message to their God in hopes of comfort and healing. St. Peregrine is a very important in the 21st century interpretation of the site. And while we celebrate the mission as a Spanish colonial outpost and a place of founding the Catholic faith tradition, in the 21st century, the newer meaning for it also includes a place of refuge for those suffering from cancer.